We're here with Ben Ransom from Sky Sports in the United Kingdom. Just wanted to ask you real quickly, what is the popularity of the NFL like right now in the UK?
I mean, it's growing and growing all the time. It's always had that kind of carry-on from the 80s and early 90s when we started to see it on TV for the first time. And that's why people like John Elway are such massive names over there. So for us to come over here and see him and see you guys is great stuff. And the reason for my being here is we're trying to visit every single NFL team within 24 hours UK time, which has never been done before, and it's completely bonkers, as we're finding today. We've got to go from here to Seattle, and I think we've got a live with John Elway in about 45 minutes' time. We've got a flight to Seattle in about an hour and 45 minutes' time, so it's that tight. We've got reporters all over the country. But it's this kind of thing that we'd love to do before the event and before the season starts because it shows just how much people love it.
What do you think the likelihood that maybe soon we'll see a team permanently in London?
Well, I think it's very likely, and I think certainly we're led to believe on our side of the Atlantic that it's getting closer every time, because every year we bring more NFL teams over. We bring Super Bowl winners have come, haven't they, which has been fantastic for us. The fans and the supporters in the UK obviously love it, but the fact that travelling supporters come as well shows just how popular those international series are. And it's inevitable, we hope anyway, that a franchise can be based in London. There's certainly support for it. I think what they're trying to nail down at the moment is just whether or not they could sell out Wembley, 90,000 tickets, week in, week out. And then on this side, it's whether teams would be willing to travel there and go for regular season games and the like. I think it can happen. I think people are open-minded to it. And I think, the States, I think people realise that the game is almost saturated here. It's massive. It's absolutely huge. We get that, but it's got to get bigger. This is the way business works, isn't it? And London is perhaps, hopefully, the next best destination.
You mentioned that you're here to interview John Elway. The Broncos have played 8 international games, third most in the NFL. Do people know a lot about the Broncos there, and is that a popular brand over in the UK?
It's certainly popular, and it's because of that man, John Elway. I mean, those two Super Bowls at the end of the 90s were one of the games that we all remember. They're popular because of the way they played. I mean, Elway is one of those names that he kind of transcends the sport. Hall of Famer, of course, but those two Super Bowl rings, magnificent. And he is the sort of guy that can help raise the profile of any franchise. I mean, he's in with the likes of Dan Marino, who we, again, big name in the UK. Brett Favre more recently, perhaps at the Packers. So these are the teams that have big support. What's magnificent, I think, about the UK fans is that people pick up on a team for whatever reason. It's slightly different. It's not just where you're from, of course. It'll be watching a game, seeing John Elway make a fantastic pass. And that's why people love a team. And you fall in love with a team, and that's just your team, as you know, for life. So it can work over there as well. And, yeah, the Broncos are popular.
I'll leave you from Denver. We'll throw back to Jim White in New York.